Okay, good afternoon, class. So, my lecture will be on materials. This morning we study about material. First, translations, material. Avarice, according to the dictionary, the meanings of avarice, extreme desire for wealth. Synonymous to them is greed. So that is look like love. That is, I don't think it is suitable for that materials. Okay? So material should be stinginess. Stinginess is better something, more close to the meanings, stinginess. Not generous. Not generous. So what is the meanings of material? According to the explanation, the characteristic of material, we should explain. It has characteristic of hiding of one's own success that it has to be or can be obtained. Hiding of one's own success. That is the nature of material. Through material, one wants to hide his own success. Okay? That is the meaning. Hiding of one's own success that has been or can be obtained. That is material. According to it is a function. It is a function not to bear sharing one's success with others. So he doesn't like it to share his success with others. That is material. Okay? For example, he knows the Dhamma. He doesn't like it to share his knowledge to others. He is very rich, but he just like it to share his money to others. That is material. You got it in the meaning? So material is like that. When material arises, there's a weariness, mental tiredness. Mental tiredness is similar to feet set. Therefore, it's associated with the dosa mula, not associated with the lower mulas. Macharyas associated with if you think about the macharyas are stinginess, not generous. Maybe you think macharyas associated with the lobha. But it's never associated with the lobha. It associated ever with the dosa because of mental tiredness dealing with it. He dislike. Macharya dislike not to bear sharing his success with the others. Okay? Dislike to share. That is macharya. When macharya arises, to offer the others or to let the others know, it is shrunken back. Shrunk back. Shrunken back. All is meanness. You know the meanness, okay? Not willing to give or share things. Not generous. That is the meanness of material. Another is not too willing to give meanness, shrinking back or meanness. Meanness mean here means not willing to give in, not willing to give or share things. That is the meanings of the word mean. Okay? Material arises within us depending on condition. It is a proximate condition or proximate cause is one's own success. Material arises depending on one's own success. If you will not succeed, material never arises. you succeed, depending on your success, Macharya rises. Depending on your wealth, depending on your fame, depending on your great honor, being respected by others, Macharya arises. Okay? Depending on your knowledge, Macharya arises. So therefore, Atta Sampatti Pradhana, Atta Sampatti Pradhana, because it's Atta Sampatti Pradhana. Pradhana means proximate cause. Atta Sampatti. Atta Sampatti means one's success, one's own success. One's own success. Pradhana means proximate cause. It is proximate cause is one's own success. Depending on your success, Macharya arises. If there is Ayonisomanasikara. That is Ayonisomanasikara. Ayonisomanasikara is very important. Let me correct my morning lectures. Okay? Mana also with the Ayonisomanasikara should be Sevitava Mana. It together with, I have an idea like that just before I came here. Mana alone, mana means evil. Surely mana is evil. Okay? But this mana, when Ayonisomanasikara lead, it is become Sevitava Mana. If Ayonisomanasikara leads, it cannot be Sevitava Mana. Isn't that? I think it is more practical. Because of Dhamma phenomena, Dhammas, only one Dhamma cannot rise alone. We work in together. We are also have need a good friend. I alone cannot have a good knowledge. Yes, must be good friends. Must be we must be with the good parents, good teachers, a good friend. Otherwise, we cannot get knowledge. Isn't that? So like that, the Dhamma also many conditions. So, yes. No, Agusana Jaitanya. When Ayonisomanasikara arises, mana is a lead to good sight. That is the meaning. Mana is Agusana Jaitanya. It's correct. If mana is, but not association, must we have Ayonisomanasikara? Yoni, mana is, that is like an object. Even we can meditate Lobha Dosa Moha. If we understand that is moha, that is lobha, lobha is not good. Okay? Concerning lobha, we can get knowledge. According to Patthana, kusala make akusala arise, akusala make kusala arise. In this way. That is called upanesaya sati. Not associated, not bond together, not sahajata. Not a sahajanta. Sahajanta is impossible. Okay? Sahajanta is impossible. So, Macharya. Now, Atta Sampatti Pradhana. It is proximate cause. Is one's own success. Okay, there is one condition is better now. Macharya. Five kinds of Macharya. We should understand. Macharya should be classified into five. Avasa Macharya, Kula Macharya, Lava Macharya, and Vanna Macharya, and Dhamma Macharya. Macharya is classified into, can you see? Okay. Avasa Macharya, Kula Macharya, Labha Macharya, Vanna Macharya, and Dhamma Macharya. Stinginess is classified into four. Avasa means building, dwelling place. Awasa. Awasa means a dwelling place. Stinginess with the building. Stinginess with the building. With dwelling place. Some people dislike to allow to stay his building. He want to stay alone. But this building is for public. Isn't that? That is our samacharya. He do not want to let others enter the buildings. But the building is public buildings. That is our samacharya. So stinginess with the buildings. So stinginess with building or dwelling place. You got it, the meaning? Okay? No, not like that. Not like that. I mean, sir, you dwell in one place. This is a public place. Everybody have a right to stay there. But you should like, you do not like to let allow. To let others enter.
But if it's a public place, I have to let others.
Because you are unwilling. Right saying you are mine. Because you have no right to ban others. But you dislike. You are unwilling to generous to others. Okay? Unwilling to. Not happy the others come in. But you have no right to ban others. Even so, you dislike. So such a mental state arises within in Bhutochanas. Isn't it that? There's such a idea, such a macharya, avasa macharya is arise within many times in dogs. Dog has a limitation, boundary. Okay. The dogs dislike the other dogs coming in. Yeah, that is because of macharya, you see. Macharya is associated with the hatred. Therefore, bargain. Don't come here. Want to attack and want to fight. If it enter. That is macharya. If you give some piece of meat to a cat, when she saw other cats, he want to attack because of the piece of meat. That is macharya, you see. That is also macharya. That is a lava macharya. Lava macharya. Kula macharya means regarding to there is a dealing with the monks. That the families pay respect to that monk. So that monks not let the family to pay respect to other monks. That is a kula macharya. The family is pay respect always to him. But he does not. Not only for monks, for people, you see, some people have, for example, no? Clear examples I will tell. One boy have a girlfriend. He dislike to join his girlfriend to other boys. Is it that? Not Asa. Not he want to let, he does not like let one to others to try. For example, we have a friend, good friend. We always stay together. But if my friend join with the others, I dislike. Is it that? So, for once a friend also dislike. There is a stinginess with the friend or with the family. There are two families, they are joined peacefully, they are always very family each other. But that family is a joined other family. The other family dislike. He associated others. Isn't that? One has a companions. Companions also. No? I'm companion if you join with the others. I dislike. Is it that? So, such things are kula macharya. Kula macharya. Stinginess with the family, or stinginess with the friend, stinginess with the companion. Is it that? So lava materia is very clear. Lava materia is very clear. The simile of a cat. Lava materia. Simile of a dog. The simile of a cat. If you give some meat to a cat, that cat wants to fight others. If it approach the other cat, that is because of lava materia. Human beings also like that. The human beings also. But this Dhamma is more clear. Because of, I think animals are more honest than human beings. Isn't that? They reveal, they show whatever in their mind. People are hiding, behaving, disguised. So lava macharya, okay? Vanna macharya, you should understand vanna's two meanings. Vanna's one means complexion, good complexion, fair complexion. That is also vanna. Vanni, vanni, vanni. Isn't that? Vanni. Bunny means like a pretty handsome. B-O-N-N-Y, Bunny. Not bony. Bony means a skeleton. B-O-N-N-Y. You know? You have a dictionary. Bunny means pretty. Yeah, the meanings of pretty. Pretty, pretty. Beautiful. B-O-N-N-Y. Funny. B-O-N-Y is a bony. That is a many bone. Isn't that? Okay, complexion, fair complexion. One have fair complexion. He dislike it, the others to have complexions. That is one meaning. Okay? You see, one has fair complexion. He dislike the others having such a complexion. He alone want to become beautiful. He want to be higher than others. That is vanna macharya. Okay, another meaning, vanna means fame, well known, fame. He was famous. This fame, stinginess with the fame. He want to be well known. He want to be famous. He disliked to others such a fame, having such a fame. That is vanna macharya. Other meanings are also possible. Vanna means praise. Praise, praise. Vanna means praise. He has praise by the others. Such a praise that he wants to get alone. Okay? That is also vanna macharya. Dhamma macharya. This is very wide. He knows dhammas. he knows Dhamma, so he just like to share his Dhamma with others. He wants to be the most venerated teachers in the world. He wants to be great teacher, great Guruji. He wants to be only one Guruji. Whatever he knows Dhamma, he dislikes to share others. Everybody must come and ask him his ideas. Yes, there are some teachers who are hiding back their knowledge, not keep all. That is called Acharya Moti. You know Acharya Moti? In Myanmar, there are herbal medicines. The speaker had even have a medicine. Some ingredients hidden. They never give complete medicines. Recipes, complete ingredients. Two things hidden always. After his death, this medicine, this have a medicine lost. No more. Nobody know. Secretly, his knowledge was hidden. That is again we call Dhamma materials. We can say Dhamma materials are so wide. Dhamma materials, they want to not generous with the Dhamma. With the Dhamma or with the Dhamma knowledge. Okay? Vanna materials, they are very interested. Only the Buddhas are free from vanna macharyas. Whatever should be praised, Buddha praised. Whatever should be blamed, Buddha blamed. Even the Venerable Sariputta is not free from macharya. That is it. I didn't say Venerable Sariputta do not eradicate macharyas. He eradicated macharyas. But he completely cannot praise others' quality, virtues. That is also look like Macharya. Commentary says, he cannot reveal others' virtue. Only the Buddhas can reveal others' virtues. So, something hidden. You understand? Something cannot reveal others' virtue completely. Something's hidden, but not because of Macharya. That is also look like Macharya, commentary said. Seem to be Macharya. Not this one. And praising of others, embracing of others' virtue. Venerable Sariputta cannot praise others completely. Something left. Yeah. So leave. Therefore that is also seem to be Macharya. Not purposely. Only Buddhas completely reveal the others' virtues. That is the meaning. Macharyas cannot share everything with the others. If it cannot unable to share with the others, there is a look like a macharya. That is the meaning. Look like a macharyas. Seem to macharyas. Okay? So macharyas in this way is classified into five. These macharyas associated with the hatred, hatred, therefore, and this macharya is never associated with the lobha, it is associated with the dosa. So, it's a macharya. Lady Siyarwas explained the difference of isa and macharya. You also understand isa, macharya, you understand? Isa referring to others' success. Depending on others' success, Isa arises. Depending on own success, Macharya arises. If it's so, Esas object is eternal. Material objects and time, different objects. Therefore, they cannot arise together because of different objects. One is outside and the other is inside. Outside, inside cannot join together. Isn't that? It's time and time. Not completely, some part of it's a material. Yes. Because of its materials associated with the dorsal chakra. All kilesas are partly eradicated by Sotapatti Magga. Partly. But Vichadeti and Vichikecha, these two are totally eradicated, completely eradicated. So Larisyaro's explanation is like that. Itsa is a weariness in mind. A weariness in mind. Concerning with the welfare have be obtained after having heard or considered that one whose gain does not please gains or will gain the prosperity. So very long sentence. So its meaning is like that. Esa is a weariness in mind concerning with prosperity having been obtained by others. Okay? That is Esa. A weariness, tiredness of mind. Tiredness of mind. Weariness, tiredness of mind. Therefore, it is associated with the dosa. Macharya is a weariness in mind on considering that one does not possess such and such things that he or she wishes to have. You want to get it? Okay? Macharya is a weariness in mind on considering that one does not possess such and such things that he or she wishes to have. They both do not come into existence together. Even they associate with the dosa mula chaya, but they never arises together. That is the meaning, when Esa arises, Macharya does not. When Macharya arises, Esa does not. Cannot arise together, because their object is different. Do you remember, associating marks of characteristics are four. Arising together, ceasing together, having the same base and the same different object. Different object. That is Esa Macharya. The next one is a Kokocha. Kokocha. What is it, the translation of Kokocha? Remorse. Remorse or worries. Remorse. Kokocha is remorse. Remorse for what? Remorse what one have done. What one have done evil. And what one have not done good. Depending on that, Kokocha arises within us. It is the object of what you have done, what you have not done. Okay? That is, it is object. Dealing with what one have done, good. What one have done, evil. Dealing with what one have not done, good. Remorse arises within him. So, Kokocha also never arises together with the Esa Macharya. So Esa Macharya Kokosa arise associated with the Dosa Mula Cheta, but they never arise together. They never arise together because a different object. They always arise separately. When Esa arises, Macharya and Kokocha never arises. When Kokocha arises, Esa Macharya never arises. Only one is possible. Okay? These three cannot be together. Different object. Esa Macharya Kokocha, these four associated with the Dosa Mula Chetas. What is the next one? Pina, Meda, and Vichikecha. Pina means a sloth. Meda is a topa. Vichikecha is a doubt. Okay? There are some more informations now. But Pina Meda, these two working together, always together. Pina Meda associated always together. Pina Meda. These are pair mental states. Pair mental states. When Pina Meda arises within us, we cannot continue some meditation. Isn't that? Cannot continue, unwilling to continue to practice meditation. This is Tina made a sloth and topaz. Vichikecha, everybody is experience, I think, Vichikecha. Doubt. But they also, many informations dealing with the Vichikecha. Later, I explain. Later, there are many informations about Vichikecha. Because of 60 types of Vichikecha arise. Like Bodhi Kankati, Dhamme Kankati, Sangha Kankati, like that. Doubt, there's a doubt dealing with the Buddhas, a doubt with dealing with the Dhammas, a doubt with dealing with the Sanghas, doubt with dealing with the Dhamma, practice meditations, or three trainings. There's also Vichikecha, you see. Such a Vichikecha. For those who considered about that, maybe some people are thinking 2,600 years ago in India, the Buddha appears, it is true or not? Who know about that? This is doubtful. If I practice meditation, inside meditation, this element inside meditation lead to the cessation of suffering, is it also true? Who know about that? That is also doubtful. So after practice and meditations, they are Venerable Sri Buddha and the Moggallanas, they attain Arahata Magas, all mental states, all mental phenomena, all mental refinements are eradicated. Is it true or not? That is doubtful. Cannot decide. That is Vichikecha. Okay? That is Vichikecha. So Vichikecha, many. Who I am? Who am I? Some people say, who am I? If you think about who am I, where did you come from? But this answer, this question is not I came from Germany, so not this answer. Who I am? Maybe I'm Mr. Smith or Mrs. Smith. Not this answer. So, do you know what is previous? Who are you in previous life? Who are you in previous life? Do you know? So it is so. Where did you come from? How do we answer? Dealing with such questions, you see. Dealing with such questions. You know the Dhammapada stories, and there's one daughter of weaver, a daughter of weaver. Uh, he He practiced Maranasati Bhavanas. She practiced Maranasati Bhavanas. She gave correct answers. One day, among the public, the Buddha's preached Dhamma. At that time, she came in front of the Buddha. She asked questions. Where did you come from? His answer was, I don't know Venerable Sir. Where did you come from? She answered, I don't know Venerable Sir. Where will you go? I don't know Venerable Sir. The public, the people think she is mad. She must give an answer, I came from my home. Where will you go? So must answer, I will go to the place where the clothes are with the weaving mill like that. He will go there, the officer weaving. Then the Buddha questioned, do you know? He said, I don't know. Don't you know? I know. His answers are like that. Do you know that story? What is your opinion now? So he knows the Buddha's intention. What is it? The Buddha's idea. Where did you come from? Yes, the Buddha says, no, he came from home. She knew about that. Therefore, Buddha's idea is, from which life do you come here? That is the meaning. From which life you are here? So she don't know about that. Therefore, I don't know Venerable Sir. His question, her answer is the correct answer. Where will you go? So? In which life? What will be your next life? She don't know. She does not know. Therefore, she say, I don't know Venerable Sir. Don't you know? She say, yes, I know. That is the meaning. Don't you know you will die? The meaning is like that. Don't you know you will die? Yes, Venerable Sir, I know I will die. But do you know, the Buddha's question, do you know means do you know the date you will, on, do you know the date on which you will die? So I don't know the date. So there. Isn't that? These are four Dhamma questions. Four Dhamma questions. So this Vichikicca, dealing with the Vichikicca, there are some informations. Okay. Now, I want to explain these four. You know, Moha, Ahirika, Anuddhava, Udaccha. You should know this. Moha, Ahirika, Anuddhava, Udaccha. Okay? These four associated with all Akusala Chaitas, 12 Akusala Chaitas. 12 Akusala Chaitas. You should know like that. Moha associated with the 12 Akusala Chaitas. Okay? Ahirika associated with the 12 Akusala Chaitas. Anuddhava associated with the 12 Akusala Chaitas. Udaccha associated with the 12 Akusala Chaitas. That is the meaning. Whenever Akusala Chaita arises, Moha, Ahirika, Anuddhava, Udaccha arises together. They are common to all evil minds. Okay? Without Moha, without Ahirika, without Anuddhava, without Udaccha, no Akusala Chaita arises. Therefore, Moha, Ahirika, Anuddhava, Udaccha, when Lobha Mula Chaita arises, they arise together. When Dosa Mula Chaita arises, they arise together. When Moha Mula Chaita arises, they arise together with the Moha. We should understand that. Okay. Then, Lobha. Lobha associated with only Lobha Mula Chaitas, eight Lobha Mula Chaitas. Not Dosa Mula Chaita, nor Moha Mula Chaitas. Sorry? Too quick, yes, yes. Moha associate with only eight Lobha Mula Chaitas. Lobha. Lobha associate with only eight Lobha Mula Chaitas. Do you know eight Lobha Mula Chaitas? No, the first four are all akusala chetas. Do you remember akusala chetas are 12? Okay? Akusala chetas are 12. So, first four, moha, ahirika, anudabha, odhaja, associated with it. 12 akusala chetas. Okay? Do you remember? Then, lobha, associated with the 8. Oh, I give it, no need to write. I will give you page number 38. You have a copies, I think. Page number 38. Is it okay? Regarding Akusala 40. Okay? So, do you all find? Okay? And there's number 8, moha, ahirika, anudabha, and odacha arise depending on 12 akusala chetas. Okay? Then lobha arises depending on 8 lobha mula chetas. Number 10, deity arises depending on 4 dasaur lobha mula chetas connected with the round view. Only 4 lobha mula, with the round view. Okay? When the round view is 4. Without round view is 4. Mana arises depending on 4 types of lobha mula disconnected with the round view. Disconnected from must be, I think. Disconnected from, not with, from round view. So number 12. Dosa, Esa, Macharya, and Kokocha arises depending on 2 dosa mula chetas. Okay? So Tina and Meda arises depending on 5 types of akusana with the plenitude, Sasankarika. Only Sasankarika. Because of Sasankarika chetas hesitation. Therefore need to prompt it. 40, Vijikecha arises depending on only 1 chaita accompanied by doubt. So, you should read the others. I think you slowly you understand these dhammas. Now, our lecture will be only 2 lectures will be. Okay? Tomorrow, 2 lectures. For tomorrow, so what is Abhidhamma for? Daily practice. You have a copy of Abhidhamma for daily practice. I explain tomorrow. Yes, yes. I explain tomorrow these. There is a dealing with the Sultanas. I explain. Okay, let me start. I always feed it. I stop. You sadhu, sadhu. Not because of I strong lecture. But I always feeling like that. Let me stop, sadhu, sadhu.